Let me read a couple of verses to you in light of the ones that Ron just read from John 3. These are two scriptures speaking of the ministry of John the Baptist. Of course, that was John the Baptist speaking. Verse 3 of Isaiah 40 says, "A voice is calling, clear the way for the Lord in the wilderness. Make smooth in the desert a highway for our God. Let every valley be lifted up and every mountain and hill be made low, and let the rough ground become a plain and the rugged terrain a broad valley. Then the glory of the Lord will be revealed." And then the New Testament version of that, one of them, from Mark chapter 1, verse 3, or verse 2 and 3. "As it is written in Isaiah the prophet, Behold, I send my messenger, John the Baptist, before your face, who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Make ready the way of the Lord, make his paths straight." John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness, preaching a baptism of repentance. Now back to the John passage. When you think about John the Baptist, and you think about his life, and you think about his message, and you think about his ministry, John the Baptist was the man who carried the Spirit and the anointing of repentance. Now again, repentance just means to change your mind. It really is at the heart of a surrendered life or a surrendered heart. Someone who's always responding to the Lord with fresh surrender, with adjusting to how he sees and how he thinks. It's part of the renewing of your mind. In Scripture, there are like two parts of the believer's walk. It's in Romans 12, 1 and 2. "I urge you, therefore, brethren, in light of God's goodness, present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is the reasonable service of worship." That's that act of surrender. Then he says the process, having come to the conclusion that you're to live a surrendered life in response to God's goodness, he says, stop being literally conformed to the way this world thinks, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The word renew means elevate the way you think. That's literally the word. "That you might prove in your own experience that God's will is good and perfect and acceptable." And so part of the renewing of our mind process, being transformed into his image, is always adjusting to him as he reveals himself to us. That's repentance. Don't think repentance as this thing that this Bible-thumping, mean people who are always making you feel terrible. Repentance can involve sorrow, regret, that you've been going in one direction, thinking one thing, and now you're changing. So it can involve that. There is a brokenness. But it's just about fresh surrender. So here's the thing about repentance. And John the Baptist, who personifies this message of repentance. And that is that repentance and a repentant heart, a surrendered life, loves the voice of Christ. He says here, "He who has the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom, which is John, who stands and hears him, rejoices greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. And this joy of mine has been made full. He must increase, but I must decrease." Repentance is Jesus' friend. Repentance is the friend of the voice of God. Now, why is that? Those scriptures I read to you earlier in Isaiah 40, when it says, prepare the way, or Mark chapter 1, prepare the way or make ready the way. That word make ready does mean to prepare, but it also has the idea of opportunity. That one of the things about repentance is it creates opportunity for a fresh manifestation, for an increased manifestation of the presence and the glory of the Lord in a person's life. Because in every act of repentance, every fresh act of surrender, there's a fresh decreasing of your fallen self and a fresh increasing of his life in you experientially. You with me? Now, why in the world, therefore, is repentance the voice of the Lord's best friend? See, the way a lot of us were raised in this religious culture that we're in is that, kind of like in the Old Testament saints, kind of like Hebrews 12, when God's voice would boom from Mount Sinai, they feared to hear his voice because they thought that what they would hear was condemnation. So they were afraid to even touch the mountain. They didn't want to hear his voice. But you see, when the Lord speaks to us, speaks into our hearts, we talked about this last night, the Spirit of truth, when the Holy Spirit speaks to us, he's always revealing to us his beauty, his attributes, his ways. Teach me thy ways, O God. He just reveals himself to us in his voice. When he speaks to us, it's never condemnation. There's therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. He's never going to speak condemnation to you. If he does, it ain't Jesus. It's the devil. But Jesus said in John 6 that his words were spirit and life. So whenever the voice of the Lord comes to you through scripture, through prophecy, in a dream, through some sermon, some tape, or some book, where God just speaks truth in your life, it always reveals something just about who he is. That always invokes an adjustment on my part. Doesn't it you? It challenges the way I've been thinking. And it gives me the chance to repent. And every time I adjust in my repentance, my wrong thinking, it could be, he just reveals, most of the time for me, he reveals something about himself, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I didn't realize you were that good. I really questioned your goodness. I not really understood you, so I'm going to repent, give up my thinking, and surrender in a new way. In light of God's voice. God's voice always creates fresh opportunities to adjust, to surrender, to repent. And whenever that happens, there's a decreasing and an increasing of his presence and his glory. So one of the ways you know if a person truly has a repentant heart, they want to live a repentant life, a surrendered life. They just love to hear the voice of the Lord. They love to hear the voice of the Lord, even if it's a hard word. You know why? They just want more of him so bad that they know when they hear his voice, even if it's a hard word, they have a chance to decrease, to repent, to surrender. And the end result is going to be an increase of his presence and glory. Amen? Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.